News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Lawmakers are 4 days away from a government shutdown. Democratic House Leader Hakeem Jeffries today criticizing Republicans, he says, for going on vacation, and President Trump for canceling talks with Democratic leaders to work on sticking points on a stopgap measure that includes health care. The president vowing to furlough federal workers and issue permanent layoffs if a shutdown happens.
Republicans want to shut down the government. They want to continue to inflict pain on the American people, and they want to continue to gut the health care of everyday Americans.
President Trump left D.C. today to attend the Ryder Cup tournament in New York. Earlier, he told reporters the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey has more to do with justice, not revenge. Comey is charged with lying to Congress 5 years ago and obstruction of justice. Tennessee's Republican governor says National Guard troops will deploy to Memphis next week, part of the Trump administration's plans to curb crime. The mayor of Memphis, a Democrat, says crime has fallen in the past 2 years. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for the Midwest Farm Report with me, Pam Yonke.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Republican state lawmakers have introduced a handful of bills aimed at increasing affordable housing supply in Wisconsin. The legislation was announced in a press conference on Tuesday and includes proposals to allow more accessory dwelling units to be built, streamlining the process for creating new lots for housing subdivisions, and establishing a revolving loan program for first-time homebuyers. State Representative Robert Brooks of Saukville referenced homes built a generation ago.
We're talking about small ranch homes, bungalow homes, some of those homes built without garages or alleyways or detached garages. So that's what we're talking about, built on smaller lots, 1,500 square foot, 1,200 square foot.
Representative David Armstrong of Rice Lake.
We're not building those type of homes. In my area, a starter home is $400,000. That's not a starter home, right? That's not what my workforce can afford.
Wisconsin Realtors Association President and CEO Tom Larson said the average home price in Wisconsin is now about $340,000, and the average age of a first-time home buyer is 38.
Wisconsin's affordability is worse than any of our surrounding neighbors. It's worse than Minnesota, Illinois, Michigan, and Iowa. The longer that we put off home ownership, it has impacts on our economy and our families.
Lawmakers say the bill package is not aimed at increasing subsidized housing, but increasing the amount of overall housing stock in the state. Any legislation that passes the assembly this session would also need state Senate approval before going to the governor. The Senate has not been on the floor at all this month. Today's forecast calls for sunny skies and a high near 79. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Pack prepares for Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Green Bay's Tucker Kraft says he's doing better after suffering a knee injury last week in practice. The tight end says, give me the ball.
I'm going to run each route on the field like I'm going to catch the football, and I'm going to block each play like I'm at the point of attack. You know, I believe that I offer a different kind of consistent explosiveness whenever I get the ball in my hands. So that's always just, you know, my argument is what happens when 85 touches the football. You breaking tackles, is he getting in the end zone? That's just my brand.
Baseball tonight at AmFam Field as the Brewers wind down the regular season against the Cincinnati Reds. The magic number for the Crew, down to one. Owner Mark Antanasio.
You know, we keep knocking on the door here, and I think getting a bye is really helpful because we get just a little healthier. Look, we'll see starting October 4th, right?
That's the Brewers Mark Antanasio with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home of the Midwest Farm Report.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Feeling more like July as opposed to September these next several days. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 70s to near 80. Tonight, mostly clear with lows in the mid 50s. On your Saturday, partly to mostly sunny, highs again near 80, the upper 70s on Sunday. Currently, it's 76.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Does this rash look concerning? It's good to be married to a doctor who said, what's that thing? Let's go see a doctor now.
Look, I know that Pat married for love, but it's like my grandpa used to tell me, marry him for the money because you can fall in love with him later. I don't care so much about the money. But how cool would it be to have my own doctor in bed with me every day to do self-examination? See, that's all I'm looking for.
Mornings with Pat Kreidlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's a bar band Friday night, which means Terry Barr joins me with new music and fun conversation. And we'll have a special guest fast review of the new film, One Battle After Another.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. News from the Center, WRCE.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. Now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba along Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Friday, TGIF, September 26th. 2025. Welcome, everybody. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along at the world headquarters of Civic Media, downtown Madison, intersection of State Street and Fairchild. Beautiful. Let's take a look at the Sam Davidson street cam, Mr. Zommers. Beautiful day out there in downtown Madison. Blue skies. Leaves just starting to get a little bit more yellow day by day. How are you?
Doing all right, you know. Very tired today. It happens sometimes, despite the bright sunshine outside.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's going to be beautiful weather this weekend. Look, there's a biker for those watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. A
couple of them.
And a huge bus going by. Watch out!
The big, stretchy bus.
Yeah, exactly. Going to be a great weekend. Brittany Merlot of the meteorological team telling us to get outside near record temperatures in parts of Wisconsin tomorrow in the low to mid 80s for highs, sunny skies, no Badger football tomorrow. Perhaps thank goodness. But I do have my Green Bay Packer polo shirt on. Packers going to Green Bay or to Dallas to take on the Jerry Joneses and the Dallas Cowboys this weekend. So we'll talk a little bit about Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter, having updates on that throughout the weekend. So that's fantastic. At the bottom of this hour, we're going to have Brady Ewing, our friend and ongoing contributor, former Badger football player and NFL veteran in. Going to talk a little bit about the brouhaha with Barry Alvarez calling out fans and get Brady's take as a player, both collegiately and as a professional. How much does it affect you when fans kind of turn on you, your own fans? And then what is the it factor with the Brewers? Good to hear from Pat Murphy again, the manager of the Crew. Of course, had a big pancake breakfast this morning at AmFam Field. Looked like a huge turnout. We're going to hear from Pat Murphy on what he told the crowd this morning in Milwaukee as the Brewers return home tonight to close out the regular season against the Cincinnati Reds. So that should be a great, you can hear it on several of the stations here on Civic Media later on tonight. We'll talk about that a little bit later with Brady as well. And bow season, if you're a bow hunter with archery, bow season for deer hunting, that begins this weekend as well. So, and it's always fun talking to Brady. So that's a lot of fun. Looking forward to that.
That it always is. You know, with it being bow hunting opening up this weekend,
yes,
and my dad freshly retired, I know exactly where he's going to be.
Be in a stand somewhere, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. It'll be a great weekend. A little warm, but a great weekend to do it. Before I forget, my favorite oldest godson, Alex Kohler. His birthday is tomorrow.
Happy early birthday.
On the 27th. So a shout out to my ahijado, as they say in Spanish. Alex, happy birthday to you. He'll probably be celebrating with his wonderful girlfriend, partner. We're all waiting for him to pop the question eventually.
Oh, really?
Look, they're very happy, and why spoil it with a wedding? You know, they've been together a long time. They get along great. They're down there in beautiful Indianapolis. So happy birthday, Alex. Hope you and Keegan have a great weekend this weekend down there in Indy. So big show coming up. Of course, we got what's worse for you today. Coffee and beer has to do with that. So we'll talk a little bit more about that in the old green and gold text to win contest in hour number two. But at 10 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock, we have breaking news for you.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust.
Yeah. That's right. This is big news from the Republican side of the aisle on the Wisconsin gubernatorial race. Fresh in, right before we came on the air, courtesy of Matt Smith at WISN in Milwaukee Television. Republican businessman Bill Berrien is dropping out of the race for governor. It comes just days after the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported that Berrien followed several sexually explicit writers online. Matt Smith says Berrien tells him he does not see a path forward. In a statement, Bill Berrien said, quote, "As a result of our politics today, I cannot focus on the issues I know will turn Wisconsin around. I have come to the conclusion I do not have a path to the nomination."
You know what Gen Z and Gen Alpha would say about this?
What would they say?
Skill issue.
What is it?
Skill issue.
Skill issue. All right.
You can't focus? Well, it's your own fault. You suck, kind of thing.
Look, I love every part about this story. And we covered this, Dan Bice, a great writer at the Journal Sentinel, earlier this week, had some great reporting. And we'll get into that in a minute. But today's announcement that Bill Berrien is pulling out comes after WBAY Television reported news from your hometown, Mr. Zomers, in Manitowoc. Governor candidate Bill Berrien canceled a Republican event appearance in Manitowoc. He was supposed to be the keynote speaker at a Manitowoc County Republican event taking place at Lincoln Park. However, a few minutes before 6 o'clock last night, organizers placed a call to his campaign and were told Berrien would not be showing up and decided to cancel after what they described as a very rough week.
Yeah.
You think? The county, get this. The county chair then made the announcement to the crowd inside the shelter, and some people applauded.
Yeah, I bet I know what this was. And yeah, that's just hilarious.
The controversy continues to attract national attention. And as of last night, WBAY reported in Green Bay it could impact his support with Republican voters and the Republican leader. This is a fantastic quote from Colin Barnell, the chairman of the Manitowoc County Republican Party. The chairman said, quote, "I'm not too pleased about it as we try to put forward candidates that are of the utmost character and caliber. I was disappointed to see that the headlines, those headlines, as we try to get our Republicans elected to office. Obviously, this is not something that's beneficial to the Republicans running for office. So I was very disappointed at this as well," unquote. You think that's how he talks?
Very possibly.
Berrien called it, this whole incident, quote, a garbage political hit, unquote. A garbage political hit, unquote. Here's the deal. And we talked about this with our friend Dan Schaefer, a political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area. It's not the fact that, oh, this is salacious and somebody is following adult content online. That in and of itself, as long as all those involved are legal and it's consensual, look, people can do whatever they want in their private lives. What makes this news is this guy, Bill Berrien, spent millions of dollars on ads, by the way, and he made attacking people such as trans individuals and others in the LGBTQ plus community made that he's the one that made it an issue and said, I'm going after these folks because they're bad. All right. That's the issue here. And then Dan Bice does what Dan Bice does, which is digs into things. And by the way, this is a quote from a recent Bill Berrien ad. Quote, take it from a dad and a coach. I will keep boys out of our daughter's sports and locker rooms, unquote. He also said he wanted to protect our daughter's sports, unquote. He followed, and this is all public knowledge that Dan Bice uncovered. There's a platform, I guess like Substack, but an older one called Medium.com. Medium.com. And it turns out Berrien has an account on Medium.com that was or is following a transgender porn star named Jiz Lee and several other authors of sexually explicit essays. Now, if that wasn't enough, he also followed Octavio Morrison, who is author of Seven Types of Orgasmic Sensations and Three Terrible Reasons to Have a Threesome. Also followed Emma Austin, who calls herself, quote, a wholesome perv with a touch of whimsy, unquote, and who posted articles such as, quote, I love getting jackhammered, unquote.
And, you know, again, none of this stuff would matter.
But not exactly what you would expect a guy like Bill Berrien, who's calling out and trying to vilify the trans community. You wouldn't expect a guy like that to follow things like this.
Well, actually, I would.
Well.
Because this tends to happen.
This tends to happen.
It's often projection.
Here's another one. Another article that Bill Berrien liked on this public platform. An article called, quote, my husband loves watching me flirt with another man, unquote, who identifies as a queer, trans, non-binary adult performer. Now, Berrien's campaign said there was nothing hypocritical about it. I'm laughing because it's so preposterous. And clearly it is because the guy just dropped out.
Yeah.
One more. He also was liking and following another author named Sherry Mail, who authored a column called, quote, nine types of couples who want to have a threesome with you. Three parts for transformative orgasmic pleasure, unquote. I mean, did you really think he was going to get away with this?
Well, it was years ago.
Yes, in this article from WBAY in Green Bay, the adult actor Jiz Lee put out this quote saying, quote, it's okay to follow trans porn stars. It's okay to read articles about sex and relationships. What's not okay is the hypocrisy of backing forceful legislation that restricts what people, trans, and otherwise could do with their own bodies. That is shameful, unquote. She posted that on Blue Sky.
And yeah, 100% agree.
100% agree with her. Absolutely. the chairman of the Manitowoc County Party says, I think we have some other great candidates out there as well. So I think that people can use their own discrimination in weighing Bill Berrien versus those other candidates. The announcement now, the Bill Berrien has pulled out, which for conservatives is the preferred method.
Yes.
And it also appears that with Tom, this comes the day after Tom Tiffany, or 2 days after Tom Tiffany got in. So you had Tom Tiffany, you had Washington County Executive Josh Shulman, and with Bill Berrien finally found a threesome that he was not comfortable being a part of. It's so Bill Berrien gone.
Come and knock on our door.
He didn't want it.
We've been waiting for you.
He was playing Mr. Roper.
The kisses are hers and hers and his. Please company too.
Bill Berrien says, I'm out of here. I can't take this type of threesome.
That is new.
It's down to two on the Republican side. We'll come on back to discuss other news of the day on Civic Media's radio network.
You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous. Three's company too.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
And welcome back to our True Crime Podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClearyBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Michigan's Supreme Court will hear a challenge against the Line 5 pipeline, the same oil pipeline Canadian oil giant Enbridge is pushing to reroute across northern Wisconsin. Opponents argue the Michigan Public Service Commission broke state laws when it approved the company's plan to drill an oil tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac. A new report from the Alliance for the Great Lakes and Clean Wisconsin shows nitrate pollution is taking a toll in our state. Thousands of families are paying higher costs to access safe drinking water and facing serious health risks because of nitrate pollution from fertilizer and manure. In 2022, farmers likely applied 16 million pounds of excess fertilizer beyond what crops needed. Right now on the Defender podcast, what do data centers mean for our water, land, energy bills, and why is it so hard to find out? An in-depth conversation on the secrets of data centers. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know one out of five adults worry about their mental health? It's Suicide Prevention Month, and talking saves lives. Call 988 anytime for support. A message from the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
One, two, three, not only you and me, got 180 degrees and I'm caught in between. Counting one, two, three, Peter Pan, Mac Free, getting down with repeat, everybody loves ocean.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on a TGIF Friday afternoon. Just me and Zomers, nobody else.
Just two, not three. Britney Spears might be singing about
Britney Spears.
But for us, just no, two.
Just two. Welcome back to the show. I knew it was going to be a good show before we started. And then right before we came on the air, this all hit. And I said, now it's going to be a great show. People in my former party cannot help themselves. And it all goes back to what my granddad used to say growing up, when he said, be careful who you point the finger at because there's always three pointing back at you. And he's still right.
And similarly, thou doth protest too much.
Yeah. And the Bilberrian, I mean, as long as it's legal, consensual content, Bilberrian can do whatever he wants. But don't attack people for doing what you're doing behind closed doors. Don't be the hypocrite. So now we're down to just two, Josh Shulman and Tom Tiffany on the Republican side for gubernatorial candidate. Also, more hot and fast today. More breaking news right before we came on the air. This is a courtesy of Brian Stetler of CNN. Sinclair today announced that it will be ending its preemption of Jimmy Kimmel Live. And the show will return this evening on Sinclair's ABC affiliates. Big news. Stetler also published the entire statement from Sinclair. And this is huge as we talked with Keegan Kelly of Crack.com yesterday. What Donald Trump and Nexstar and Sinclair, the two big private companies that hold ABC affiliate stations, they went to war with Jimmy Kimmel and Disney and really the public and thought that they could strong arm and get rid of a voice, free speech. And what in turn, what's actually happened here, thanks to Americans, is it's backfired. And it's shown once again, just like what the mayor of Chicago and the governor of Illinois, when you stand up to a bully, that was over bringing military and full active military and ICE and also potentially National Guard troops into Chicago. And the mayor and the governor said, no, it's not going to happen here. And Trump backed away. Well, now in this statement, I'm going to read a little bit to you, statement from Sinclair. Saying, quote, our objective throughout this process has been to ensure that programming remains accurate and engaging the widest possible audience. We take seriously our responsibility as local broadcasters to provide programming that serves the interest of our communities while also honoring our obligations to air national network programming. Gonna summarize the next part of it. Basically saying that they've gotten thoughtful feedback from viewers. I bet they have. Some not so thoughtful, I'm sure. And here's what it gets interesting. Quote, these proposals were suggested as collaborative efforts between ABC affiliates and ABC Network. While ABC and Disney have not yet adopted these measures, and Sinclair respects their right to make those decisions under our network affiliate agreements, we believe such measures could strengthen trust and accountability, unquote. What Sinclair is proposing is what Paramount Skydance agreed to do at CBS, which was appoint an ombudsman, a watchdog, who is pro-Trump. But Disney said, no, we're not doing it. ABC said, no, we're not doing it. And we talked about this yesterday with Keegan. There were reports, although unconfirmed, but reports that Disney said to Sinclair and the other big affiliate holder, Nexstar, hey, you don't want to air Jimmy Kimmel? Fine. Guess what? You also don't get Monday Night Football and ABC's World News Tonight with David Muir. Two big properties. And call their bluff. And now we'll see what Nexstar does. But Sinclair is back down. They say in their statement, quote, our decision to preempt this program was independent of any government action or influence. Free speech provides broadcasters with the right to exercise judgment as to the content on their local stations. While we understand not everyone will agree with our decisions about programming, it is simply inconsistent to champion free speech while demanding that broadcasters air specific content, unquote. So Jimmy Kimmel, the big winner. As it should be, by the way. And we've said before, very proud of this network, this company. They have made clear to me and every other on-air host that we are not being censored. There should be no fear of coming in every day that, oh my gosh, if I say something, I'm going to get in trouble. I mean, obviously, we can't come on here and tell bold-faced lies or intentionally misdirect people. But as long as what we're is an opinion based in truth, and we're giving our opinion on something that is factual, Civic has made it clear that, look, we're behind you. And that means a lot. And that means hopefully a lot to our listening and viewing audience, because what you can expect then is that what Civic puts on from our news department, which is separate from the talk side, but our reporters on the news side are going to pass on to you, report to you the truth, unfiltered, whether that's bad for Republicans or bad for Democrats. We're going to tell you how, what, when, where, why, and how. On the talk side, I can only speak for this program, but I'm pretty confident my colleagues as well. We're not going to come on here and gin people up with things that are untrue, and we're also not going to hold back the truth for fear of retribution from the FCC or anybody else. And that's the way it should be. There's a lot of things on conservative talk radio in this state that I do not agree with. But I support their right to go on the air and say it. So Good for Jimmy Kimmel. Good for Disney. Good for ABC. We're going to come back, talk with Brady Ewing about free speech of Barry Alvarez. We'll play the cut, get Brady's opinion, bull hunting, and more. But first, the farm news with our friend Pam Yonke on the Midwest Farm Report. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.7 WRCE. Cattle have started to arrive for World Dairy Expo. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 3,500 entries for cattle that wanted to be a part of the show this year. Before they can, an inspection takes place. Tell you more about that next.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
At the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they know your business has always been something special. Now you can let customers know it too, in an instant, with the red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. Joining the program gives you access to supplier and distribution information, marketing support, and a community of like-minded Wisconsin businesses. Best of all, you'll let people know that your work is done with care, quality, and love. You've always been something special. Visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to make it official.
Chelsea Holschbach is with the School of Veterinary Medicine on the UW-Madison campus, and she was one of the veterinarians conducting an inspection of every animal that is going to be a part of World Dairy Expo. She explains what they're looking for.
So when every trailer arrives, we go ahead and assess their certificate of veterinary inspection that's been issued by their primary care vet from their state of origin. For any lactating cow, we also will be evaluating to make sure they have a negative bird flu or avian influenza test. We'll then visually inspect each animal as it comes off the trailer for any evidence of contagious infectious disease. So things like ringworm, warts are kind of the main skin diseases that we'll be looking for that can be contagious between animals.
Chelsea Holschbach from the School of Veterinary Medicine on the UW-Madison campus, just one of the veterinarians that was on duty yesterday trying to check in more than 2,200 dairy cattle for World Dairy Expo, which officially begins on Tuesday. One of the reasons why those dairy cattle are inspected before they're allowed to enter World Dairy Expo grounds is to keep out high path avian influenza from our dairy population. Yesterday, the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection announced that they'd identified a case of high-path avian influenza in a commercial poultry flock in Jefferson County. High-path avian influenza in Wisconsin has not been detected in our dairy population, but other states have not been so fortunate. That's a quick update on food news for Friday. I'm Pam Yonke. Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.7 WRCE.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Feeling more like July as opposed to September these next several days. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 70s to near 80. Tonight, mostly clear with lows in the mid-50s. On your Saturday, partly to mostly sunny, highs again near 80, the upper 70s on Sunday. Current temperature, 77.
Matt Nair on air.
We are delighted to be joined by the executive director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association. Grant Holly is here.
We account for about 67% of the country's cranberries. And then Wisconsin itself, because the cranberry originated here, makes a product that is really good for the environment. And as we're finding out more and more, it's really good for you. Boy, I sound like a commercial.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You know what I'm a sucker for at a Chinese buffet?
Crab rangoons.
Yep. I'll have about four or five of those things.
And they have cocktail weenies, which is a nice delicacy at the Chinese buffet.
I'm trying to think of a buffet I went to that had cocktail weenies.
Who's eating that?
I don't know.
Even if you have a gourmet recipe at home, you're not making cocktail weenies. You're certainly not eating them when you go to the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Fresh off her announcement that she's running for governor, we have State Representative Francesca Hong. Hear what she has to say.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome back to Title Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour, 2 o'clock on a Friday, TGIF, September 26, 2025. Coming up on our three-year anniversary, Zombers, in next month.
Yeah,
November, I guess.
Yeah, November 14th, right?
Yeah, exactly. And we, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Pursuing Truth, Wherever It May Lead, and Having Fun Doing It, that was from day one.
Well, Pursuing Truth... Wherever right. It may lead was day
and
one.
And then we added on.
We added fun. Having fun doing it. Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, we want to have some fun too. So there you go. Fantastic. By the way, in my senility, in my old age, in my exuberance on Bill Berrien pulling out of the Wisconsin governor's race, I misspoke. Brady Ewing is at 3:30 today. For a long time, he was at 2:30. And then he said, well, why don't we try 3:30? I said, absolutely. So Brady will be here an hour from now. Set your alarm clocks. The kids will be coming home from school and sit them down. Because Brady is great at talking to people of all ages. From old to young, anybody in between. We'll be talking in sports with Brady at 3:35. 3:35 hours. So I want to finish a couple more minutes on the Sinclair bit. Sinclair announcing that they are going to reinstate Jimmy Kimmel tonight on Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC. And worth noting, and Zomer and I were talking about this over the break, that Sinclair has already changed their position a little bit of cleaning things up. And I think this is reflective over, again, what Keegan Kelly and I talked about yesterday, which is this is a big moment. And it has maybe less to do with late night, although that is going to be the immediate benefactor, in my opinion, of all this. It has to do with free speech for all of media and all of broadcasting. And the important takeaway is here, I think, that if you stand up to a bully, in this case, Trump and the Trump administration, you're better off than bending a knee and politically genuflecting and saying, yes, whatever you want, because they'll just keep on coming at you. So Sinclair, Zomer, as you said, changed. We don't need to go deep into it, but just the main point of it.
Yeah, the main point. On the 17th, when Jimmy Kimmel
was suspended.
When the FCC chairman, Brendan Carr, went on a podcast and said, you know, that, oh, this is the sickest behavior possible, very mafia boss type behavior. Mm. Sinclair posted a press release on their website, and they said, quote, "We appreciate FCC Chairman Carr's remarks today, and this incident highlights the critical need for the FCC to take immediate regulatory action to address control held over local broadcasters," unquote. Interesting. So you say this was an independent decision, and then you name the mafia don who said it'd be a shame if something happens to your TV network.
Right. And again, I think Sinclair, as they say, has got religion. They've figured it out that they're on the losing side of this. Because clearly, if reports are true, and to be clear, they were never substantiated, but it came from a number of sources that ABC Disney is the parent company of ABC, basically said to Sinclair, if you don't start showing Kimmel again, you have the right to do that. But as per our agreement, we also have the right to not allow you to carry Monday Night Football and the World News with David Muir, which are two big moneymakers where local affiliates sell ads within those national broadcasts that make them a lot of money. So my old broadcasting professor, Jack O'Neill, from University of Platteville, was right. He came in, wrote a dollar sign on the board, said, it all comes down to that. What's new in your world of communications? And Jack was right. Too often it comes down to the money factor. Other big news today on a Friday. It seems like it's, what do they call the Friday news dumps? This isn't so much a news dump, but things happen that impact the news on a Friday. James Comey under indictment now. We know about lots of history with James Comey. And there's a lot. I mean, we could get deep into this, but I thought, what better place to turn to than Fox? And we don't play a lot of Fox on this show. But once in a while, by the way, this comes from the Fox business side, the Fox business side of things. And this is Keep Me Honest, Summers. This is from the Maria
Bartiromo. Yeah,
that's it. Maria Bartiromo is on with this guy, Andrew McCarthy, talking about the indictment of James. And Bartiromo is trying her best to make it look like this is legit. But Andrew McCarthy isn't having it. Here it is from Fox Business.
First, give us your reaction to the indictment.
Well, I don't think there's a case. You know, the things that Kesh Patel that you just played, that he was talking about, that you and I have spoken about for years, Maria, the Russiagate stuff, I'm as big a critic of that probably as there is. I wrote a book about it. I think it was a disgrace, and history will remember it that way. This indictment is not about that, and it seems to be premised on something that's not true, which is that McCabe said that Comey authorized him to leak to the Wall Street Journal. If you look closely at what McCabe said was that he directed a leak to the Wall Street Journal and told Comey about it after the fact. So it's true that Comey never authorized it in the sense of okaying it before it happened. So I don't see how they can make that case.
What about the leaking in general? I mean, what about leaking a story that they may have known was a lie to the media? Because if you're the director of the FBI, you need the evidence to say, yeah. I mean, you know, for years, congressmen and lawmakers were trying to understand, Devin Nunes, John Ratcliffe, trying to understand what's the origins of this investigation. So what was the origins of Russia collusion with Trump? And so they never really had any evidence of it. But they leaked it to the press?
Yeah, but that's not what this case is about. I totally agree with you if you were talking about the information that was provided to the FISA court that claimed right. that Trump was in collusion with the Kremlin. But that's not what this case is about. What this case is about is Comey is accused of lying because what Ted Cruz said, and this, yeah, right, and what Cruz said, and I think this was just a garble on his part, was that Comey authorized McCabe to orchestrate the leak. And what the inspector general found, and this isn't even just what the inspector general found, this is McCabe's own version of events.
Right.
McCabe said that he directed the leak, and he told Comey about it afterwards. Now, they have a dispute about what exactly McCabe told Comey afterwards and whether Comey was approving or disapproving of it. But the charge is that Comey authorized the leak,
and he didn't authorize
the leak.
I see. Well, the judge assigned...
oh, I see.
And it just moves on.
Now, you're asking... Now, I know that's a lot. You're like, what does that really actually mean? Like, I'm no attorney, but guess who is an attorney? Andrew McCarthy, who was doing the talking there. He's an American lawyer. He also happens to be a columnist for the National Review. He served as the assistant United States attorney for the Southern District of New York. All right? He's a Republican. And by the way, he's no friend of Democrats. During the presidency of Barack Obama, McCarthy characterized Obama as a radical and a socialist, alleging that Obama was advancing an agenda. And so for McCarthy, for that's the reason that I played this, is that when a conservative Republican, an attorney like Andrew McCarthy, who is anti-Obama, when he goes on Fox Business and says, there ain't nothing here.
Especially after criticizing the same guy a lot previously publicly and writing a whole book about it.
Right. And to the point that McCarthy is making there, as an attorney, a prominent attorney, as a former United States assistant, United States attorney for the Southern District of New York, is saying, look, you can say all this stuff, but James Comey, there's no evidence to show that James Comey directed a leak of any kind, that people told him about it. So I think that a lot of people that are a lot smarter than me on the law, we got Maggie Dawn that comes after us, who actually is an attorney. We've got Jim Santel. You can hear his program on Saturdays, Amicus, a law review. I think a lot of people, you know, Matt Flynn, attorney, people who know the law are saying, look, the judge may just throw all this crap out, this indictment. And Matt Flynn has told us and others, you know, the old phrase is, you can indict a ham sandwich. The bar to indict someone is not real high. Whether it sticks, that's another matter. But I wanted to play that from Fox Business, from a conservative former assistant United States attorney from the Southern District on Fox News saying, look, ain't nothing here on James Comey.
I think it's very telling.
855-752-4842. Go to the phone lines. Mark in Prairie du Sec. Mark, how's it going?
Yeah, it's going okay. And what gets me, and I've said this before, that there is evidence that Donald Trump indeed was involved with Russia. After all, Trump said, Russia, if you're listening, can you get those emails for me? And that Paul Manafort was actually convicted of, for being an unregistered foreign agent. Mm-hmm. But what he was doing is passing voter information onto a Russian operative. I mean, that the fact that, you know, that if there's not a blaze going on in the background, there certainly is a smoldering fire that was going on between Donald Trump and the Russians. I mean, that the Mueller report indicated that there was contact between, you know, Donald Trump and Russia, but he just didn't bring it out, push it far enough. And what Bill Barr, you know, kind of soft-sold the whole thing and said, well, nothing to see here. Well, there was plenty to see here. And if I'm James Comey, I'm saying, let's see the whole, let's show the unredacted Mueller report here. Mm-hmm. And with all the sort of supporting documentation and show that, you know, that indeed Donald Trump may have been playing footsie with the Russians during the 2016 campaign.
Well, if you believe the Steele dossier, he was playing more than footsie. But, I mean, you know. but, yeah, I get it, Mark. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Yeah, I guess I'm not getting – the only part that works me up about this whole thing is, once again, I think it's more evidence that Donald Trump is using – American institutions like the Department of Justice and others, and weaponizing them politically against his opponents. And I personally feel, simply my feeling, that I wish that Merrick Garland, when he was the U.S. Attorney General under Joe Biden, would have used those powers not to persecute and prosecute Joe Biden's enemies, but to bring justice quicker. And I think that had that happened, there's a good chance we would not have had Trump 2.0. And that's based on, look, this guy's already a convicted felon, Donald Trump. Sat, judged by a jury of his peers, found guilty. And I wish that would have happened. But hey, we got to play the cards that were dealt. When we come back, we talked about the Republican gubernatorial candidate dropping out. We'll tell you a shocking idea from a Democrat who is running for governor of the state of Wisconsin. What does he want to do to high school athletics? We'll tell you on the other side. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
Born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
And welcome back to our True Crime Podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClearyBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power Are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles? And that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
In heaven, there is no beer. That's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, all our friends will be drinking all our beer.
Welcome back to the Tolerable Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 8 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. Hour number two, your chance to win in the Text Win Contest, green and gold. In our Text to Win contest. Stay tuned for that. Great cash prizes and otherwise. Also, Brady Ewing in hour number two talking about a little controversy. Head coach, former head coach and athletic director Barry Alvarez calling out fans. How does all this affect a player, both in college and then on the positive side, Milwaukee Brewers? Their final homestand starting tonight at AmFam Field, our own Patrick Jerome, better known to you as Pat Kreitlow, is going to be there this weekend.
And he will.
And Mike Clemens, a great sports reporter, be down there as well. So how does having the it factor, as Pat Murphy says, how does that affect a team? We'll discuss that with Brady Ewing coming up in hour two in another edition of What's Worse. But right now, as the song was alluding, and I love having a Miller High Life, the champagne of beers, at a Brewer game.
Oh, me too.
However, maybe not at a high school event, but have no fear. We talked about Bill Berrien, Republican gubernatorial candidate, pulling out of the governor's race earlier today, moments ago, hour ago. But now here on the Democratic side, Ryan Sternad, He appeared, was interviewed by WMTV, the NBC affiliate here in Madison. He has an idea how to help out public schools. Here is Ryan Sternad, Democratic candidate for Wisconsin governor, on Channel 15.
Being interviewed by Vanessa Keltzen.
You say quality education at all levels. What does that mean to you?
Money needs to go into school systems. We could think out of the box here. How about selling alcohol at high school sporting events? I think, one, it would be rude to the kids, unfortunately, who aren't old enough to drink, to see adults drinking, but that purchasing of the beers at high school football facilities is actually going into the schools. And we also have to be careful on some liabilities. What happens if someone is driving back from a high school football game and gets into an accident? I know it's a bold decision to make, but, hey, that's revenue.
Hey, that's it. Let's not have our state legislators be more responsible and fully fund or largely fund our public schools. No. Let's sell alcohol because, you know, high school fans aren't salty enough at referees and officials who aren't making much money, really. Let's gin things up at our high school stadiums even more and get them whack out drunk.
My absolute favorite part is that his number one concern he brings up is not the safety or the rowdiness of the crowd. It is, well, I know the high schoolers might feel a little left out, but hey.
He called it, correct me if I'm wrong, it would be unfair.
Yeah.
Unfair to the high schoolers that couldn't drink legally yet. And of course, there's that little problem, you know, if somebody gets in a drunk driving accident on the way home, that could cause some problems.
I'm going to go ahead and say that this is not a good idea.
I think that, and God bless him for putting his name out there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, anybody who puts their name on a ballot, I mean, hey, you're out there. You're trying to do something. You're not a keyboard warrior behind some anonymous account. But maybe this would be a good day for a twofer. Maybe Ryan Sternad on the Democratic side should follow Bill Berrien on the Republican side and withdraw. Call it a day. And look, I hear he's a very popular beer vendor at AmFam Field, Ryan Sternad.
I wonder who would supply to the high schools.
Right?
No, I'm sure there's nothing there.
Right? Miller Lite. Bringing you tonight's high school football game. PJ on YouTube says, wow, that was the dumbest idea I've heard yet. Which one is going to talk about legalization of cannabis?
Oh, I'm sure that discussion will.
Well, that's a whole other discussion, right? But yeah, selling alcohol at high school events, not exactly an idea that comes from the brightest bulb on the string. But hey, it'll bring in revenue. All right, yeah, we got time for Phil Hartman. Ish. All right. Phil Hartman, the great Phil, late great Phil Hartman, would have been 77 today. Of course, he met his untimely death in a terrible murder situation years ago. But he was best known for impersonating Phil Donahue. Here is the late great Phil Hartman on Saturday Night Live in his Donahue best.
You've had a string of degrading relationships.
Yes, I have.
Now, your last boyfriend got drunk. Totaled your car with you in it, which left you in intensive care for over a year. And during your painful convalescence, he never visited you. He withdrew your life savings, spent the money on other women, held orgies in your apartment, got you evicted. And yet I understand you still live with this man.
Well, you would really have to meet him. You know, David is like, he's like a bad little boy, you know? He's like, when he looks at me with these big puppy dog eyes, and I can't stay mad at him.
Now he sold you to an Iraqi businessman. Didn't he?
Yes, he did. But his landscaping business was faltering, and he needed the money, and David never intended for it to be permanent. See?
With us today is Dr. Norma Heffering, author of the book, Women Good, Men Bad. Doctor, know what the heck's going on. Enlighten us.
Well, Phil, these women lack a basic sense of self-worth, and this makes them feel they deserve everything they get, they deserve.
Now, what prompted you to write Women Good, Men Bad? Was it something in your personal life?
I'd really rather not discuss it.
The late, great Phil Hartman at his absolute best, a spot-on impersonation of that one time the number one daytime talker, Donahue. Absolutely great. We miss Phil Hartman immensely. Come on back. We don't want to miss you. Hour number two, your chance to win tickets to the Green and Gold.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. An ICE agent in New York has been relieved of current duties after a video captured a violent confrontation. That video showing an ICE officer pushing a woman to the floor who was crying in the hallway at the federal building, pleading with officers after her husband was detained following a scheduled hearing. ABC's Armando Garcia has more.
So far, DHS has been very supportive of how ICE agents have conducted immigration arrests, but clearly they saw something in this video that was alarming, and they're now conducting an investigation saying, quote, the officer's conduct in this video is unacceptable and beneath the men and women of ICE.
New York Congressman Daniel Goldman tells ABC News he sent a letter to Attorney General Pam Bondi demanding a criminal investigation. President Trump says the indictment of a former FBI director, James Comey, is more about justice than revenge. Comey is facing charges of lying to Congress and obstruction of justice after President Trump pushed for DOJ to investigate political adversaries. Comey says he's innocent. On Wall Street, stocks are up. This is ABC News.